Welcome, everybody. This is the Rotary Club of Worldwide Impact. We're excited to share our mission and the work we do as part of Rotary International with you today. My name is Patrick Hardeman, and I'm your host for today's program. Rotary International is a global network of 1.4 million neighbors, friends, leaders, and problem solvers in over 46,000 clubs, all united in the common goal of making a positive impact in our communities and worldwide. As a Rotary Club, we approach every conversation as an opportunity to learn and grow together. Our goal is to connect with and hear from fascinating, inspiring speakers, often with a message focused on the power of ideas to change lives, and by that, ultimately, the world. And also bring you a little inspiration that allows you to think about how you can make a difference as well. Today, we're thrilled to have with us Chris Wells, road director and Rotarian from the UK. When he isn't road directing, Chris develops digital content for Go Mad Thinking, a certified B Corporation, which develops, shares effective thinking tools for teams, organizations, and individuals. Chris always has incredible stories to share, so we can wait for you to hear it. Sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired. Thank you for joining us today, Chris. Let's get started. I'll hand you the mic and the floor is yours.
Thank you. Oh, what a nice. Oh, look, I've actually got a mic. I can be like, oh, thank you for this microphone. Oh, no, thank you so much, everybody, for having me. This is always exciting and crazy, and I love you guys. And funnily enough, it's a perfect example of the power of Rotary and Rotaract and that kind of fellowship. That's how I met you guys and be able to come to this amazing club and give me these opportunities. So thank you so much. So I'm here today to tell you basically my story, and which sounds really lame. Oh, here's my story. Let me do my dramatic. Here's my story, my Rotaract story, and like sad music plays, and like it was very inspiring, and then everything got better. And it's like, I'm not going to do that, I promise. I'm just going to kind of talk to you as a human being about like what Rotaract and what Rotary was to me, because God, too long ago now, because I'm old, I, by sheer luck, met a Rotarian. And this Rotarian, whose name was Jim, I love him, I still talk to him, and I'm going to his wedding next year. I'm very excited. But he kind of introduced to me this idea of what Rotaract was, because all I thought was, well, I've seen the signs. Is it just a load of old people that go and like meet in restaurants and then they ring a bell or something like that? Or do they do nice flowers? I still always see them on little flower boxes, especially in the UK. What actually is it? And at the time, Jim just said to me, it can be whatever you want it to be, which also is a bit weird and a bit like, is this a cult? Is this a, what kind of crazy stuff are we getting in for? And what we did was, he was like, just find something you can do to help your community. And I kidnapped/brought a load of my friends together, and we met up and we all collected tinned foods, canned foods, for a local homeless charity. We gathered it all together. It was Christmas time and we decorated everything so it looked like a Christmas sleigh. And all of a sudden, we all met up, we had all this stuff, and all of a sudden the world had slightly a bit more good put into it. And that was when it all clicked to me. And in fact, I've got a picture. There we go. There is a picture of all of us. Notice like how different I look there. You know, that's, oh goodness. Like, yeah. So, but this is all of us looking all young. In fact, let me do this and then you can kind of, let me do a side by side. Here we go. There, look. Oh. Like the world's not been kind to me. The father time has been a crazy old thing. So that was back in a long time ago. Let's say last year, just to make me feel better. And over time, I started to get it. I started to understand that was what Rotary was. It was about putting more good into the world, doing all these things. And then as it went on more, then you start to meet the other Rotarians and they start talking about like membership and contracts, not contracts, like paperwork. And, oh yes, have you got a treasurer? Oh yeah, what's this? And that kind of stuff really was quite okay, right? Yeah. And like, no, that's not the bit I care about. And then we started going off and doing more amazing things and going and helping things in our community. And I realized as we were going along, that was what this was. We were going out and doing amazing things and putting more good things into the world. And it was wonderful. We got involved in so many wonderful things. And like, just to point out a few, we did sponsored head shaves that raised thousands for brain tumor charities. We got involved in local community events. We just stood in a line and looked very nice with a load of old people. No, it was good. We did lots of fundraisers and raised thousands of pounds for charity. And I realized that that's what this is. And I became up with a term that I say ad nauseum and everyone knows it. It's do-goodery. Do-goodery is what it is. This is everything that we do. It is. Let me see if I can point. It is do good. That's it. That is everything that Rotaract and Rotary is. It is bringing a load of people together just to do that wonderful do-goodery. And over the years, we got involved in so many other projects as a Rotaract club, all of which I've been proud of. We became embedded in our community because we kept doing consistent projects. We kept getting involved and we always had something to meet up about. And with us, we did local trivia nights, local pub quizzes. And over the time, people in the community were like, oh, you're those pub quiz people. Oh, you raise all that money for charity. That's what we became known as. Not the old people in a restaurant ringing a bell. We became known as all the charity people. Then we started getting involved and volunteering in events and going out and doing more. And more people came and got involved in the club. And that became the consistent thing with our mantra always centrally being do goodery. Just put more good into the world than was there before. And that became everything that we did. To the point, in fact, let me... go across. I'm going to get an amazing photo, get an amazing little bit that I've now lost. I can just as an example, just to talk to you about the power of having that focus. So about do goodery, putting more good in the world, doing all of that. What we can say is that here are three projects. Okay, so on the left hand side. On the left-hand side, we have the carnival, which is a big community event. Thousands and thousands of people come to this event and fill out the town, raise thousands and thousands of pounds for charity and local causes, as well as giving other charities an opportunity to share their voice. In the middle, we have our road track. That's a photo from one of our quizzes. Both those people in that photo, the people that are facing us, are now members of our club because they liked our quizzes and they got to know us and all of that. And on the right hand side was Different Strokes, which is a charity that helps people recover after a stroke, and it's aimed at people at working age. And one of the things I love about that was that it was one of those situations where someone, in fact it was a Rotarian, came to us and was like, look, there isn't a support group for young victims of stroke in the area. We're talking with this charity. Is that anything you could do? We had no idea where to start, but we did it. We started, we bought biscuits, we found a room and advertised it out and people started coming. And to this day, that group still meets really regularly. And it's the amount of people that come out of that. And it's really strange because it is for young victims of stroke. And that is people of young is classed as anyone under working age. And there is hundreds of thousands of people, even under the age of 25, who have had strokes, who isolate themselves and feel, you know, maybe partially disabled and feel unable to kind of communicate with the world or feel embarrassed or ashamed or like just people don't understand their kind of struggles. And then setting up that support group, those people were allowed to go meet each other. And so many of them loved it to the point, actually, where when we were running this, this had been going on for years. A certain little thing happened. I don't know if you've heard. It was a horrible thing called COVID-19. And it kind of, you know, ruined everything for a while. But we, as a Rotaract club, I'm still too dramatic, sorry. There we go. We, as a Rotaract club, we were able to maintain and obviously do exactly what we're doing like this. We started having our meetings on Zoom, and actually membership is weird for a support group. Turnout to that support group actually increased. And we ended up having more people go to the support group than ever before. Not only that charity event that I was talking to you about in the giant field, we ended up live streaming a little charity event where people made little videos online and putting it out online, putting it out on the internet live for everybody to see. And one of the really fun things was because Rotaractors were in, we were able to use that network, talk to each other, use our skills to kind of do something that the carnival committee, the people that run that event, would have never even thought of doing. But they were like, oh yes, let's get involved. And because we shared those values, we went and did it. And then not only that, we also did our quizzes. We did quizzes online. In fact, some members of this group, I believe, even came to our online quizzes. And we raised even more money for charity during those times, during COVID-19, when people couldn't literally leave the house. We raised more money than we had in those quizzes normally. And just we adapted. So, you know, we have gone from, let's just go back. We have gone from quiz out in the, sorry, event out, field, people, stuff, quiz, exciting, raising money, as well as support group. And then COVID happens and then boom, even though the world felt like it was on fire, we were able to still do those things because we still had the same goal. And that goal was, as is what, like, if I'm ever live, I get everyone to scream and shout it. It's very exciting. It's all do-goodery. It's about good, doing more good and putting it into the world. That's it. That is the only thing I care about when I come to Rotaract meetings and Rotaract meetings. And obviously, you need organization. You need, obviously, rules and contracts and health and safety and protect ourselves with the law. You definitely need those things. But I think often, because they just get lost, they become noise, and we get lost from our focus. And our focus that makes Rotary better, the shared values that brought everyone into Rotary, that brought everyone into Rotaract, which operates pretty much under the same thing at this point. Rotaract was often made as this younger version of Rotary, but now a lot of people are staying in that Rotaract group, even though originally the age has changed, because they want to do goodery. They want to put more good in the world. They don't want to meet up like some Rotary clubs in the local areas that, you know, just meet up in restaurants and ring bells and maybe raise some money, which is still good. But the people that have the shared values all can't help but go for the same thing. And honestly, even, you know, talking to you guys today, meeting you guys, as I said, meeting Raquel and Patrick, all you guys, just, it has all come because we share those values. We want to make the world a better place. And that's what I love so much about Rotaract and so much about Rotary. And we have those goals and we just move it together. You sit in a room and you merely ask the question, how can I make the world a better place? What do-goodery can I do today? What do-goodery can we do together as a group? And what I found is literally almost universally, everything always seems to move towards them. We then are going towards, we're doing more. We're not just meeting. We're not just going out and saying, oh, I'm in a club and I've been to a meeting, which once again, isn't saying anything against those kinds of people. But the things that I care about and the things that I found a lot of other Rotaractors and Rotarians across not just the UK, but across the world is based entirely upon that idea of do-goodery. And one of the things I go out and one of the reasons I love talking about it and telling you guys and telling you all this is because sometimes when the world feels terrible and the news is horrible and you can't do anything, it feels like you can't do anything. It's just really helpful to remember that there are people that want to make the world a better place. And together, working together, we can do so much more than the sum of our parts. As I said, originally, you know, imagine the people on the carnival committee. How can you do a live? How can you do an event that meets in a field during a time when no one's allowed to go outside? We found a way. How do you do a quiz? And once again, like, how, you know, how do you do a quiz where people are normally in a room and like no cheating and no this? We found a way. And part of that was by involving the right people, by talking to people who happen to share those values of like, yeah, I'll do some stuff for charity. And actually, there are so many more people than that, than the people that whinge and moan and make the world feel worse. Mood hoovers, mood vacuums, whatever. People that just ruin everything. There are far less of them. And normally, I have found just one nice interaction with someone who believes in do-goodery can far outweigh all of that. You can watch the news for an hour and never want to get out of bed, or you can go talk to a Rotarian and a Rotaractor and you normally have enough energy for a whole week. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much capacity you have. It doesn't matter how much time you have. As long as you, whatever little tiny bit of time or energy or things that you are willing to offer towards do-goodery, the beautiful thing about working together with Rotaractors and Rotarians and other people is that together we can do so much more, which I know is a really cheesy thing to say, especially as I come to the end of this. But like, that is the thing that I think is really easy to forget sometimes, is that across the world. Also, let's just think about this for a second. Like, everyone across the world is also in every country that speaks completely different languages, different customs, as I was talking to people earlier, different driving license laws and other things. Despite that, we all still want to make the world a better place. Those values are universal and they unite us all. And one day I hope to meet all of you, and all the things that we could do together will be amazing. And I can honestly say, just as a final point, in the UK with Rotaractors, where I originally didn't know what Rotaract was and there wasn't any Rotaract clubs in my area, we now have even better leadership across Rotaract in Great Britain and Ireland, who are united on that idea of do-goodery. And now more than ever in the past 2 years, we've had more Rotaractors unite together, doing more things across the world, sorry, across the country and across the world, probably, but I'm talking about across the country, than ever before, uniting to bring across and do more do-goodery. So definitely watch this space, get in touch with me. And my goodness, yeah, the amount of stuff we're going to be doing over the next 12 months is going to be amazing. And I'm really excited for that, because we all want the same thing. We all want do-goodery. And I believe that takes me up to my time. Any questions?
Thank you so much, Chris. Yeah, it's always great to see your amazing energy, your positivity, and yeah, simplifying what we do, making impact, as we call it, as a Rotary Club of Worldwide Impact, but do goodery in the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the questions from our audience. So if anybody has a question, raise your digital hand by clicking the webinar control toolbar down, or send them to the chat. And as a host, I will kick off with the first question, Chris. We know each other a few years already. I heard your amazing stories, the people you met, but what is the most beautiful memory that do-goodery, Rotaract and Rotary has brought you?
I've got, oh man, there's so many. It's always one of those questions where it's like, I want the correct answer. I want the right answer. But there is no, there is so many, honestly. The way that we reacted to COVID-19 was amazing, because honestly, those were some dark days. Even talking with you guys and work with that really helped. But just to kind of mix it up and add a bit of variety, I, by sheer luck, was at invited to speak at an event, and I was speaking there, and Barry Rassin, the a while ago international Rotary president, was there, and he told a story about the hurricane that had rocked, oh my goodness, I forgot where it was, not hurricane, no, tsunami, that had wiped, where he's from.
The Bahamas.
Bahamas, thank you, Jesus. All I could think of was bananas. And I was like, that's not a country, that's a fruit. The Bahamas, thank you. And yeah, there was, and the damage that it caused that. And he did this amazing speech where he talked about, here's, you know, everything, here's the devastation. But then he also talked about, here's some of the amazing stuff that people have been doing. But then he went, but actually, we've said the good stories, but actually there are still people and things that we have not found yet, and we still need help. And Rotary is helping, but actually, like, people go, yeah, it was bad, but then we fixed it. And he's like, no, there still needs to be work. That speech finished, and it was like, wow, you know, it was a really wonderful speech. And then when it finished, I watched three people walk up to him. One guy went up to him and said, hey, we're going to raise some more funds to help go towards and do this right away, everything we can do. I forgot what the second person said, but the third person was like, hey, I run an accounting firm for divers. And one of the things he talked about in the speech was, we need divers to help, sadly and grimly, to find bodies, to find dead bodies and find people's things, identifying. He goes, we don't have enough divers. This man said, hey, I do the accounting banking for, you know, 200 divers across across Florida. I will get you 20 divers into the Bahamas in 1 week. And he's like, okay, brilliant, and exchange details. And that, to me, it was like the most wonderful thing I've ever seen. It was literally, person does a speech, straight afterwards, people that have the power and the opportunity and the ability went and just did that do-goodery straight away. And, like, you know, I that's the thing I love most, because, you know, if you're involved in Rotary, all of you here, like, you are proactive people. You are willing to, like, sit and watch this weirdo in a hat talk and go and do things yourself. And like, that's amazing. And that, like I said, is probably that I'll never forget. That was a really wonderful moment. I just can't get over it to this day. It was just like, you know, you kind of leave that speech going, oh, but straight away there were people like, yeah, no, I can help. I can do it right away. And yeah, I think that's a really wonderful thing.
Cool. Yeah. See, any other questions?
Are there any projects you would like to pursue in the next coming months, especially now that you're in a new city?
Yes. So I have moved 200 miles away from where I lived. And actually the area that I'd lived in the UK, I had pretty much spent my whole life there within about a 50 kilometer radius of that area I'd only lived. And now I've moved so far away and don't know anyone. And aside from the lovely lady that I'm living with, and slowly but surely, she's got a road track club here and I'm getting involved with that. We're already looking at a lot of projects, and actually already through the power of this, we found, for example, I'm going to just share this one project. I'm excited. I wish it was a thing that I could get more people involved in, is that there is a local cinema, and the cinema is run entirely by volunteers. And I mean like management. I mean people that choose the films and people that do the licenses for the films and take the things. And everything is run by volunteers. And we are looking at, as a Rotaract club here, to get embedded in that. And actually, that was the thing I forgot to say in the speech. If you are starting up a Rotary club or a Rotaract club, or you're starting up, finding other groups and other things that you can kind of start to work with, it's a beautiful relationship both ways. Because first of all, you get instantly a couple of opportunities to go help. Because sometimes, especially all of us young professionals, don't have time to sit and organize a big monthly thing every blooming month. We want the do-goodery, but we can't. So finding this place, literally, it is run by volunteers. So every week they post a volunteers bulletin and we are starting to embed and work with them. And we're also using that as an opportunity to talk to people there about Rotaract and getting involved with that, and then hopefully working together. But they also have a community kitchen. And every 2 weeks, they serve hot meals, no questions asked, for free for anyone that comes up. And they have a community larder, and you can just bring food, give it to them. They put it in the larder, and then anyone else can come and take the food out, no questions asked. And just already, I have literally lived here 1 month, and I have already found like a couple of things I can go and do just tiny bits of do-goodery as I find my feet. And then, like I said, I am luckily living with the future head of Rotaract in Great Britain and Ireland, and the amount of plans she has for the next year is going to be amazing. So, and like I said, we will be involving everyone internationally on that one. So I feel very lucky that in that very small amount of time can already kind of get more do-goodery out there.
Perfect. We are a starting club ourselves. We've been around for 1 year now, almost 1 year. And you kind of pointed at it in your presentation. Could you give us like a few tips? It's a combined question. Can you give a few tips to how to do a recurring project? And how does the person looks that encompasses do-goodery? So how do we get that person to participate in our new projects?
That is, do you know what? That actually question answers itself. It is finding a project that you can involve not just your club in, but as many other people around as possible. And what you'll find is people will go, I love this. Is there anything else I can do? And you go, well, you can come and get involved. Because the beautiful thing about Rotaract and Rotary is that it is this massive, huge organization, so many opportunities, internationally thinged. But also the problem with it is that it is this massive organization, international. There's like it can be very overwhelming. Like, oh, well, I don't have time for this. But then what I found was, if you give people dates and times and go, hey, can you come and help with this? That's all they need. And then, like I said, maybe they want to take it a bit further, then they can go and meet on that. And I would honestly say my big advice for a project like that would be to kind of like, don't be scared about involving others. Find another, either another club or like local clubs or projects that you can kind of like just get involved in, even at the start, because what might happen is you do that and then there's an opportunity there, whether it's a different person or an actual project that you can get involved with. And all of a sudden, it's kind of, you can't help it. You go to, you know, you go to one place and you go, oh, okay, yeah, let's help out this. And all of a sudden, you're doing 100 other things. And I would say that. And I would also say, just be kind to yourselves and not ever, and because that's a thing I struggle with a lot is, you know, don't worry too much about that pressure to like, I need to do stuff. We need to do this. And actually, you know, it can be something really small. It can be something as well. And it's using the do-goodery as almost like, and I always describe it as like a mountain. And just ask yourself every time you meet and every time you do something, does it bring you closer to the mountain of do-goodery or further away? You know, a meeting where everybody screams and shouts at each other and then goes, we need more members. Well, I quit. Sorry. That's not going to bring you closer to the mountain of do-goodery. But maybe going, right, in 1 year, how could we raise, you know, 500 euros for this charity? What could we each do? And all of a sudden, that's 500 euros more for that charity that would have existed without you guys, you know? And so I would say that, like, and then what you do is always just keep putting yourself out there, let people know who you are, what you do, and just eventually people do come. The club in Market Harborough, which was the club I was originally at, that was, it's ridiculous. Just before I left, we got like 3 new members, just people start because they liked some of the stuff that we did. And then they were like, oh, can I get involved? And then the other advice I would have, if they come to your meeting, make your meetings, and you guys are great at it anyway, I know this, as short and as easy as possible. Not, you know, chaotic rambling or, you know, even giving them information they don't need. If you can come and you sit down for half an hour and, you know, at the end of that half an hour or the end of that 1 hour, you know, what do-goodery can I get involved in? What everything else is on, then that is a lot more valuable and that will keep people on. Than having a long rambling meeting like this answer that I've just given you.
Thank you so much. Talking about time, we have one final question, I think. I saw Devin raising his hand. Mi amigo?
Yes. Hello. Thank you, Chris. It's always so inspiring listening to you and also learning. I love the phrase of do-goodery. And I was wondering if, for instance, next year you become Rotary International President, will do-goodery will be your slogan?
Thank you. No, that's amazing. Well, you know what? If I do get to conquer this world and do all this stuff, it absolutely would be, because I think, because often that, you know, you look at the presidents like their what is it? Their statement, their quote, and it's always about what Rotary means to them. And, you know, a lot of it's inspire others or do this. And I love those ones. You know, they're good instructions, you know, inspire others, opens opportunities. But like, I do sometimes think, like, if you say that to someone, like, oh, yeah, opens opportunities. And they're like, okay, opportunities to own a dog or, you know what? And like, I, you know, and it's great internally. And that's often why they don't talk about it externally. It's always an internal thing. But that's what I've been very proud of with do-goodery. And the thing that I found really crazy about it is that everyone seems to understand it straight away. They look at it and they go, that's a silly word, but it says do good in it. And actually, I found that that has been the most powerful message, because as I've said, I get really bored very quickly. And as you guys are as well, don't have a lot of time, and having people talk about stuff that I don't care about or isn't going to make the world a better place. It took for a long time for me to go, well, what is it missing? What is it? You know, why am I bored? What is it? And it's because it's not moving me towards that mountain. So, and it is helpful because I've made a little logo. This logo is just in impact font on top of each other, slid along a bit. I designed it so as many people can just copy it as possible, because the thing, just as a final point, sorry, I hate when the old thing that a lot of people say, they go, Rotary is one of the best kept secrets, and it's like is one of the best kept, and it's like, because people don't talk about it enough, you know, polio, people go, oh yes, it's this, they don't realize it's Rotary. And actually, that, it's way more involved than people are. Like I said, I thought it was a load of old people in a restaurant. And then the second you actually learn what it is, it's amazing. And the challenge you have is, as Patrick asked before, how do you get someone into that if all they've heard is that? And I really think just having these projects and going, yeah, we do this. One word. And then, you know, we follow that through. We have a meeting and we go, right, welcome to our meeting. Today it's, we're going to do this on this date, this on this date. Does anyone want to help? Great. And I just think that's why it's kind of endured and gone on for so long, is because so many people I have found genuinely across the country and across the world kind of just want that. And they found that you can just point to that and go, yes, that's why I joined. More of that, please. So if I was international president, yes, that would be it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've got a campaign team now.
Yes. This is it. Next stop, the world.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for your questions and for joining us this recording. You may be hearing this on your favorite podcast service, watching it on our YouTube channel, or viewing it on our club website. If you enjoy the program, please share it with your friends. Don't forget a good rating and a review. We like the 5 stars. If you're inspired to get involved, make a difference in your community, we invite you to learn more about the Rotary International and the Rotary Club of Worldwide Impact. With that, I'd like to thank Chris again for being here with us. I will give him the mic one last time for a closing word. Chris, can you share one final thought with us?
Thank you. I forgot I was doing this bit, but I darn well will. Just remember, honestly, that as much as I say to Gudrian, just do this, just do that, I think another important thing is to just, and I think COVID reminded us this, is that we have to look after ourselves, is that we cannot make the world a better place if we can't make ourselves better. We can't work on ourselves. And I think sometimes resting and kind of taking a breath and then going back into it is often the best way. And there's no shame in that. And I think that is one, you know, even as a club, sometimes you just need a break to then come back, because actually you as a human being are worth a lot more than anything. And once again, do-goodery will always endure. Do-goodery is just an easy mountain to point and go towards. And I just end on this. Ask yourself every day when you are doing in life or in anything, am I making the world a better place, or am I making the world a worse place? And if everyone in the world did that and then wanted to make the world a better place, the world would be a better place.
Amazing words. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. See you next program. Bye-bye.